With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have so many other NFL storylines as we head into now what is the first few days of every camp being in full session. It's pretty amazing. And yet Aaron Rodgers still dominates. But we're going to get to some of the other storylines. The general manager and head coach of the Houston Texans talking about Deshaun Watson and his role. Lamar Jackson, who just tested positive for COVID again for the second time in 8 months. He's got this really unique plan. He doesn't want to just retire a single number. He wants to retire a pair of numbers. And still, Devontae Adams weighing in on the return of one Aaron Rodgers. So we've got a lot more to do from the football realm. And to that end, really excited to welcome longtime sports agent, longtime NFL agent, Kelly Masters, who joins us now from Oklahoma City. And Kelly, I know it's early for you, although these days, how in the world do you ever sleep? You have so much going on. You're getting your guys ready to go to an actual training camp this season, which is awesome. So different from where we were a year ago. The teams are actually preparing for preseason games. How different does it feel to you after everything that you and your clients went through in the last year and a half?
I think I can speak for all of my players and maybe all agents that care about their players the way I do. We are so, so thankful things are back to relatively normal. It feels like a normal football season or normal training camp. And I'm so thankful for that. We've had a semi-normal off season with OTAs and mini camps. But going back to training camp, it really does feel like we're doing things, you know, the way we're used to. And I'm so excited. I'm ready to get on the road and go see everybody. I think the biggest thing was when the NFL and the NFLPA came out with their agreed protocols of, you know, here's what players, if they're vaccinated, here's what they're going to be allowed to do. If they're unvaccinated, here are going to be the restrictions. And it really, without forcing players, it kind of forced players to choose to get the vaccine.
Yes.
And so it was like, yeah, you have a choice, but not really. So lots of discussions with my players and really just helping them make the best choice for their health and their future. And I think I can't speak for everyone, but we all decided that, you know, if it is best, if you feel comfortable and you've talked to your doctor about getting the vaccine, that's the best thing to do.
It's interesting that you say that because I was joking about this on the air, my last show. The NFL, as you say, did not require vaccines, but by putting out that memo strategically a week or so before training camp started, have you not seen how the numbers have completely skyrocketed? All these players who maybe weren't opposed to it, weren't necessarily in favor of it, just kind of in no man's land, but the protocols really did become one of this strenuous suggestion. Otherwise, you're going to be ostracized by your entire team.
Oh, really? There was no real legitimate way to be part of the team on a daily basis, truly be part of the team, unless you're vaccinated. I thought the reaction was interesting because everyone, you know, a lot of players were fine with going and getting the vaccine, you know, just not really objecting to it. until the memo came out. And then it's like, wait, you're going to require this? You know, I don't have a choice. This isn't right. So there were definitely some intense discussions. But I think when it comes down to it, players are, for the most part, ready to do whatever they need to do, include taking the vaccine. I actually just got my first dose a couple of days ago, simply because I knew that I would be prohibited from being around my players this season. And I'd really honestly been on the fence on deciding what to do, but that knowing that that could impact my ability to do my job, I had to do it.
Well, that was the big reason for me, was about being able to visit with my 99-year-old grandmother with no restrictions.
Yeah,
and knowing that I could sit with her as long as I wanted with no mask and hug her and spend time in her apartment. I certainly understand that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and my favorite agent in all of sports, Kelly Masters. I wish she could be my agent, but she's working hard with her NFL clients as they are reporting to training camp and getting underway with new players, whether it's rookies incoming or free agents who are changing teams. How do you prepare them for training camp and for what's to come and for this process of competing for a spot or just trying to find your way on an NFL roster?
You know, I don't know if there's a way to have a player 100% prepared for what he's about to go through. We start those conversations pretty early on when I first sign a player, really start recruiting a player of, you know, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. It's not just about getting you through the draft. It's really also helping you prepare for life in the NFL and even after the NFL. And so those discussions about what to expect, what the expectations are going to be on a player when they walk in the door of their facility for the first time and walk into training camp and onto the field for the first time in that environment, I do the best I can to prepare them because it's physically demanding. It's emotionally and mentally demanding. I prepare every rookie player that at some point you're going to hit a wall, maybe several times during training camp. And that's normal and that's natural. And you just have to be ready to push through it. And I also have some of my older players that will pour into my younger players. I found that that's really helpful. They can hear it from me, you know, like we hear things from our parents all the time, but then we hear it from somebody else. When they hear it from another player who has been where they are, it can make a big difference. So I try to make sure that my younger guys and my guys that are switching teams have some mentorship and some leadership in their lives.
There's obviously been a huge discussion in the sports world and beyond about mental health for athletes, and that's come under a microscope more than I think ever in light of what happened with Simone Biles at the Olympics, but also on the heels of Naomi Osaka, one of the top tennis players in the world, taking 2 months away from her sport. And I found that the support for these young women is overwhelming, and yet sometimes I compare that to the way that we put male athletes, especially football players, under a microscope when they are out too much for injuries or when they are declared injury prone or soft or not tough enough. How often does mental health come up with your athletes these days?
You know, it's something that I think now, as opposed to maybe 10 or 15 years ago, now is something that players are more willing to open up about. And if they need help, if they need support, if they need to just talk through things or maybe get some tools to be, you know, for their mental side of training and mental side of preparation. I think they're much more willing to be open about that and seek that help. Sports has, I mean, certainly from my experience growing up as an athlete and training and competing and knowing and being around athletics for so long, there's always been the physical component as well as the mental component. And so I think there are several discussions happening right now. One has to do with mental health, which of course can impact anyone. And then when we're talking about athletes, it's a similar conversation, but not exactly the same. There's the day-to-day mental health and staying mentally healthy and being aware of those issues in life. But then there's the mental strength training, if you will. And I think we recognize now that we have, you know, trainers and coaches on the physical side of sports, but we also need to prepare athletes and help athletes prepare to be mentally tough and to face adversity, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, and to be prepared for that. So there's, you know, there's a mental health on a daily basis, and there's a mental health under that extraordinary pressure that all athletes face when they're competing at a high level.
Mm. Did you ever think when you got into the business of being an agent that you would have to be full service like this?
You know, I guess the answer is yes. I didn't, maybe not to the extent, but again, I grew up competing, and, you know, people will laugh at me if I talk
no,
about competing.
No, it's a real competing sport.
I was a competitive baton twirler. I competed internationally. And I remember those moments of, I remember being at my first World Championships in Amsterdam. And even though no one really in the world cared, I knew that my parents had sacrificed for years. I knew that I had put in thousands and thousands of hours to prepare for my one moment on the floor. And before I took the floor, I was terrified. I was saying, I don't want to do this. This is terrible. I'd rather be anywhere else but here. But yet I knew that I had prepared so much, and I had sacrificed, and so many people had helped and sacrificed along the way so much, that I was ready for that moment, and I needed to push through that fear and get on the floor. And so those experiences I carried into working with the athletes that I do now, where I can sit down with them and say, look, I get it. This is going to be, the pressure is going to be intense. And playing football is that's dangerous. It's a dangerous sport.
Right.
And so it's physically and mentally and emotionally demanding. And I honestly feel like I was ready to tackle that conversation.
How many years has it been now since you first got your agent status?
Oh my goodness. It was, I was taking the exam 16 years ago today.
No way.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Happy anniversary. Years. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's so hard to believe.
Time flies, and yet you've invested so much. I'm sure there are times when it feels like you have a lot more gray hair than you did. I know it feels like that for me in my
that's
business.
Literal. Yeah, that's literally more gray hair than I ever thought I would have. But all worth it. All worth it.
Her name is Kelly Masters. 15 years. Oh, my goodness. And she's the founder of KMM Sports and represents clients in a bunch of different sports. But the NFL is primary and has a lot of clients who are now starting out their training camps. And she's got her brand new law firm. And somewhere along the line, she had time to write a book, which is crazy. We're so glad to have Kelly with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so tell me seriously, how did you find time in your schedule to write a book? But it's a dream come true. So I know it was important.
It is. It's funny. I grew up such a reader. And I remember wandering through, you know, Barnes and Noble and just pulling out books and reading them. But I never in a million years thought I would actually write a book that would be at Barnes and Noble, or, you know, someone could order a book and read it and hold it in their hands. Since I was young, I've always been a journaler. And so when I started even my agent journey, I journaled a lot. And a lot of times it was when I was traveling. So if I was on a plane, instead of watching a movie or sleeping, which I do like to do those things, if I really felt up to it, I would pop out my laptop or my journal and just start writing about experiences and the hard lessons I was learning along the way and the things that I felt like were going to be important to teach my players because I am in such a position to have influence on their lives. And so I really started without even thinking about it being a book. I started writing down all of my thoughts and experiences and stories, and that became High Impact Life. That's the book that everyone's about to read, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, first of all, the cover's beautiful. So as a girl who is attracted to bright colors, the cover is perfect. And of course, you've got some pretty amazing people who have written forewords or written testimonials. And so I'm really excited. Yeah. It showed up at my house not that long ago. So thank you for the copy. What is the vision of this book, High Impact Life?
It's not an autobiography. I don't feel like I'm old enough to write a memoir. Maybe I am.
No.
That's for way down the road. And when I first wrote the manuscript, I sent it into the publisher and I said, well, Kelly, this is pretty intense. Like, can you make it sound a little bit more fun? Can you make your job sound a little bit less difficult? And I'm like, well, I'm telling the truth. And so some of the stories didn't make the cut in the book, but there are so many fun Some tough stories, some inspirational stories. As I was reading, even for the audiobook, I teared up, I laughed. So hopefully people really enjoy what they're going to feel when they read it. So it's basically the 10 lessons that I try to instill in each of my NFL players that I work with, because every lesson is not just for professional athletes, it's for everybody. Sometimes I need to go back and reread a chapter just because I need the lesson, whether it's about faith or overcoming fear or being who God made you to be and being courageous in that. There are just some really important lessons. They're not, you know, not finding your self-worth and value in other people's opinions or in your job. So many lessons that have been important to me and to my players, and now I get to share them with readers. So every single chapter is a different one and contains a story from me and a story from a player and even a story from the Bible. So it's a pretty fun journey.
Did you have to narrow down the list as you were putting the book together?
Yes, it did. There will probably be, you know, future books in the works. I hadn't really planned on it, but it now, yeah, there's just so much that I didn't get to share yet. So, but this is a fun start.
That's amazing. Well, again, congratulations. That's so much fun. It had to be emotional for you when you first saw the book, because it was emotional for me, just as someone who loves you as my sister. But what was that like the first time you held the book in your hands?
Oh, my gosh. I tweeted a video. My husband pulled out his phone when I got home and the box was there. And it's a kind of scrappy video because of the way he filmed it. It looks like a home movie, but, I opened the box, sat down and opened the box and really just lost it. I started tearing up and couldn't really speak. I was so, I felt like I'd just given birth. Like, there's my baby. It's so cute. So I hope everyone else thinks my book baby is as cute as I think it is. No, I'm kidding. It was just surreal moment. Books have been such an important part of my life. My favorite author in the world, Andy Andrews, wrote the foreword and has become a dear friend of mine. And it's just, it's a moment I'll never forget.
Mm. So the photo on the cover, it looks like it's inside a stadium where maybe the Super Bowl champions have just been crowned because there's confetti everywhere.
Confetti, yes.
Did that photo come from a personal collection, or is that one that someone else decided would fit with the book?
We worked on the design of the book, and it was such a fun process. Like, the whole book process was fun. It was so new to me. Maybe it wasn't as much fun for my publisher, but every step of the way, I was just so excited to be part of a creative process. And they sent me about 6 or 7 covers, potential covers, to decide between. I knew I didn't want my picture on the front of it.
Yes.
That just seemed right. But I wanted something that was going to really reach out and grab people. And I also wanted it to be exciting and appealing, even for people who don't love football or don't, you know, necessarily embrace sports the way that I do or don't live, you know, in the sports world. I really wanted them to be drawn into it. And I remember my very earliest memories going to a football game, a University of Oklahoma football game. I was probably 3 or 4. And I will never forget the pageantry of it. You know, the guns going, you know, the Sooner Schooner and the Left X shooting their guns. And it was so loud and the band playing Boomer Sooner. And I just was so in love with the pageantry of it. And I think that draws everybody into it. So that's what we tried to capture.
I have to ask about your reaction to OU in Texas wanting to depart to the SEC. Oh, my goodness.
It is so, I probably use the word surreal too much, but it's so surreal because it's been, you know, as long as I can remember, it's been, you know, Big 8 and then Big 12, but then there was the big bad SEC that we always felt like Big 12 was in competition with the SEC. And here we are joining them. So yeah, Oklahoma and Texas, I think it's going to be really, really interesting. Obviously it's the financial reasoning behind it is that's what makes it make sense. But I think the fallout is going to be pretty far reaching. So we'll see how that goes.
definitely domino effects as we head down the road in college sports. All right, so Kelly Masters with KMM Sports as an agent getting set for training camp, but as a brand new author, has the book coming out. It's called High Impact Life, A Sports Agent's Secrets to Finding and Fulfilling a Purpose You Can't Lose. I love that. It's a promise. It comes with a promise. So, Kelly, it's always a privilege to have you on the show. I can't wait to finish reading the book I've started. I love the passion. The passion is my favorite part always.
Thank you so much, Amy. Well, and that's, I hear that in your voice every single time we talk and every single time I listen to you. And you're definitely someone who lives a high impact life. So this book is about you too.
Well, that's why we're sisters, girl.
Love it.
That is definitely why we have walked this path in our careers together. Not the same, not quite the same, but certainly a lot of challenges and emotions that run parallel to one another.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.